It's Monday, June the 14th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, Israel's new Prime Minister and the G7's turn against China. First, the world in brief. Israel's longest-serving Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was deposed after 12 years in office. Yair Lapid, a centrist opposition leader, won a confidence vote in Parliament. But under a power-sharing agreement, the Prime Minister for the next 2 years will be Naftali Bennett, a right-wing nationalist, leading an improbably diverse coalition that agrees on little other than the importance of ousting Mr. Netanyahu. G7 leaders roundly condemned China as they concluded their annual summit. The group of rich democracies slammed it over human rights abuses in Xinjiang, the removal of autonomy from Hong Kong, and other issues. China had anticipated the attack. Earlier, a spokesman for the Chinese embassy said that, quote, the days when global decisions were dictated by a small group of countries are long gone. Some of England's COVID-19 restrictions are to linger for an extra 4 weeks. In February, the British government picked June 21st for what has since been dubbed, quote, Freedom Day, when all restrictions might be lifted. But now it worries about a surge of the coronavirus's more infectious, quote, Delta variant, first detected in India. Parliament must approve any extension, which will be particularly galling to Conservatives. Voters in Switzerland rejected several environmental policies. One referendum had asked whether taxes on car fuel and flight tickets should be increased, a move designed to help the country meet its emissions targets under the Paris Agreement. And rural voters helped defeat a proposal to ban the use and imports of synthetic pesticides. The government had argued it would have harmed food security. Thousands of people protested in Spain's capital, Madrid, against plans to pardon 12 Catalonian leaders convicted after the region's unsuccessful bid for independence in 2017. 9 politicians were jailed for between 9 and 13 years on sedition charges, and 3 were found guilty but avoided prison. A poll for El Mundo, a Spanish newspaper, found 61% of Spaniards opposed pardoning them. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of America's House of Representatives, said Congress will probe, quote, rogue actions by the Department of Justice during Donald Trump's presidency. His DOJ had subpoenaed the communications records of at least 2 Democratic members of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. The DOJ's internal watchdog has already announced its own investigation. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said his country would be willing to extradite cybercriminals to America if the arrangement were reciprocal. Russian hackers have been linked to a number of attacks affecting American supply lines in recent weeks, including those against Colonial Pipeline and JBS. Presidents Putin and Joe Biden are due to meet in Geneva on Wednesday. And fact of the day. 2/3 of humankind now lives in countries where wind and solar power offer the cheapest new electrical generating capacity.